You're listening to the Floodgates podcast. My name is Joey Brake.
And I'm Kenton Brake.
We're so excited that you are here tuning in to this episode. We just got back from Easter weekend.
What a weekend.
It was incredible. About a week ago, we were having Good Friday online, Easter egg hunt, Sunday gathering on Easter Sunday. And it was just such an amazing weekend. What was maybe one of your favorite moments from the weekend?
It's just a reminder what the cross really means, and that we were able to celebrate death, but also his resurrection, because it cost him everything. If we didn't experience or see him suffer and go through the death process, we would never enjoy the resurrection part of the journey. And for me, it was real somber. It came to a real moment of just realizing how special Easter is as we reflect on his death, burial, and resurrection. But the cross wasn't his defeat. It was his purpose. It was his power, and it was his way of demonstrating his love for humanity and uniting us back with God. So I believe it was just an epic Sunday, even with all the new guests that are visiting, that come out, that don't know who Jesus is, but still got to hear the love that God has for them.
Yeah, it was beautiful to see so many new faces all weekend. Even at our Easter egg hunt in our community, we had the opportunity to just be in our city and have a space where families can come.
Yeah.
And even Easter Sunday, there were so many new faces that weekend. And I just believe that through it, we're going to continue to see new people come to church and take their next steps. And so it was beautiful. That was one of my favorite, just getting able to meet new people, new faces, and
The winner of the golden egg for the Easter egg hunt was so adorable. This young little boy, his just eyes glued, just how he won and was chosen to win. And I think it's just a fresh reminder too, is how much God loves us and how he chooses to be in relationship with us.
Yeah, I love that. We actually announced something really big we've been working on Easter Sunday, Floodgates Forum.
Yeah, let's go.
We have been with a team creating this this space that we want to take some time at the end of the year, November 22nd, 23rd, 24th, just a weekend at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And we're calling it Floodgates Forum because it's more than just a conference.
Right.
It's more than just an event. It truly is something that we're creating, this environment that it's not something that you just go and attend or spectate or just watch from afar, but truly something that you're a part of, that there's conversation and collaboration and creativity and relationships developed, ideas shared and exchanged, that there would be faith formed. Wow. And I truly believe that it's going to be a really special weekend. Right now, if you're listening, registration is open. Go ahead, sign up, get yourself a ticket, maybe buy someone else a ticket. There's group rates available if you and your family want to come, or you and a group of friends,
you and your church,
you and your church, you and your team. We are dedicating this weekend to get together, to be in relationship. I just believe that it's special when you take time, not only to be in the presence of God, but also to seek relationship with people
and we build started, those relationships. And we started the year trying to learn about wholeness. And what's so intriguing as we end the year is about his holiness and being holy and understanding what the word holy means. And I believe this forum is going to allow us to collaborate with people in our community to fully understand of how holy God is and how holy of a life we can live with his wholeness.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be really special. We're hosting it right here in Wesley Chapel, Florida.
Yeah, so sell out.
If you're out of the country, if you're listening to this podcast and you want to just take a weekend to come spend some time with us here, I'm sure it's going to be sunny, still going to be a little warm. And so if you're even in the winter by November, you want to get away from the snow, come to Florida for a weekend in November. It'll be really special. I really believe we're really expectant, really excited.
Yeah.
The team has been working so hard to organize and plan this special weekend that we would leave changed.
That's
forever.
So,
bring your team,
Floodgates
bring yourself.
Forum. Let's go first time.
Floodgates Forum, November 22nd through 24th. This will be really special. Today we have an exciting conversation. Yes. We're talking about momentum.
I've been looking forward to this conversation.
I believe momentum is something that it's very unique, very special, and I'm really excited to see what God does right now.
Right. Momentum is such a powerful word. When you think about it and really grasp the idea of it's not just motion, it's actual movement. And I love that thought as we begin to open up this dialogue about momentum is, are you willing to move when God is moving? I was just contemplating and thinking about that a lot of time God is moving, but we stop the momentum because we have questions. Or we stop the movement of God because of our doubts or our fears. And I just want to challenge everybody listening as we dive into this conversation that you would really let God move in your life and don't resist it, don't push against it, don't hesitate, and just go with the movement that God's trying to do in your life.
Yeah, I think momentum really starts with the move of God.
Yeah.
It starts with God doing something. If you even look at scripture, it's like everything we're doing today is because what Jesus did.
Yeah.
You know, that one action started a movement.
Yeah.
And created this effect of momentum that we are continuing today.
That's so good.
And I think for me, something I've had to learn is it's not my role or responsibility to create momentum, yeah, but to continue momentum.
That's so good.
And, you know, what Jesus did, he created the momentum, but now it's my job and use my time, my effort, my energy to continue the momentum of what he started. Mm-hmm. And through my life, if more people could, yeah, come to know what Jesus did, to come to know what he can do for them and change their life, then that is my role. That is my responsibility, is finding the ways of how can I continue the momentum.
That's good.
And I love this idea that it starts with movement, mm-hmm, that this speed of movement is really what momentum is created from. And I looked up the definition of momentum. It says momentum is the quantity of motion of a moving body measured as a product of its mass and velocity force, or speed of movement. And so I think when it comes to our life, I think what we do plays a part in the speed of the movement,
yeah,
and the speed of the momentum,
right,
rather than the momentum itself.
So good.
And I want to challenge you, maybe think and evaluate right now, is how am I contributing to the effect of the speed? Am I hindering momentum? Right. Am I slowing down the momentum effect?
Yeah.
Or am I truly accelerating it? Am I giving to it? Am I creating and continuing it? Am I actually contributing to make it go further?
That's good. Yeah, when you think about, you can do your part in this movement, we definitely can affect, whether it's faster or slower. You know, here recently I've been diving into a new martial arts called jiu-jitsu, and a lot of it is movement and weight distribution and knowing how to twist and turn. And I'm learning that as you go through life, as God is moving, you're going to have to learn to twist and turn with it. You're going to have to learn how to move and not resist the movement that God's creating in your journey. And I it's so quickly to resist. It's so quickly to, like, whoa, what's God doing? Why is he doing it this way? And why does it have to happen this way instead of just rolling with it, just going with it? And a lot of people get hurt in jiu-jitsu because they don't roll properly. They resist so much that they get them placed in an arm bar or a locked motion where an arm can break or a leg could break, and so they have to tap out. And I believe that's what's happening a lot in people's lives. People that don't even know God, sometimes they just tap out. People who know God for a long time, their story or their journey has caused them to stop moving. and just be stagnant. And so I think we think about momentum. It's this move of God, and it's in areas out of our control. And I think when we surrender that control back to Him, it's so much easier to move with Him.
I love that. I think when it comes to momentum, it also requires this mastery. Mm. It requires this level of ourselves that is not just common, not just found easily, but something that is pursued and developed and challenged and formed. And I think maybe we could take a little moment to kind of break it down of what it looks like to have mastery in momentum.
Yeah.
What does it look like when our habits can truly be the thing that might need to be changed in order to continue the momentum, to get that step forward, to keep on pushing to what God wants to do in us. And when I think about habits, this is something last year I kind of was focusing on a lot, learning in my own life. I think habits are just so pivotal to our daily life.
So good.
That these are just elements or fragments. They're so tiny and so small details, but when you compound them, they have such a great effect to the way we live each and every day. And so when it comes to momentum, in the same way, our mastery has a big effect of how we are able to steward the momentum, how we're able to serve in the momentum, how we're able to live in the momentum.
Yeah, and you hit on it with the discipline part, that you create these habits through discipline, and you create these habits that seem like they won't accomplish much, but over time, you'll see the muscle form. You'll see the mindset shift change, and you'll understand that as you go through these processes, every little thing you practice is how you will perform. So if you practice incorrectly, if you're doing it with not passion or without heart, then when you go to perform, that's how you will live out your life. And all these little things add up together that create this big movement. And so if you're disciplined in reading your word, and disciplined in praying, disciplined in worshiping, going to church, disciplined in putting God first in your schedule, disciplined in hearing His voice and move when He says move, is so important in each of our journey.
Yeah, I was reading a book called Atomic Habits last year, and I wanted to share this quote. It says, "Mastery is the process of narrowing your focus to a tiny element of success, repeating it until you have internalized the skill, and then using the new habit as the foundation to advance to the next frontier of your development."
Wow.
Each habit unlocks the next level of performance. It's an endless cycle.
Wow.
So today, I think we must define what the cycle is.
Yeah.
We have to find ways we can refine and improve. Mm. Mastery is this endless repetition, this endless cycle of finding ways to refine and improve. Refine and improve. Something that we kind of focus on is when is the season we have to tend the soil, and when is the season that it's time to bloom.
Right.
And I think knowing the cycle, that's how we can actually master something, whether it be an idea, a skill, a talent, whatever it may be, what you're trying to do, whether it be in speaking, maybe it's in sales, maybe it's in a talent, in an art form, in a craft. It takes this repetition, and until you can actually master that skill, that then is the foundation for the next step. I remember what we do on Sundays is after every gathering, we take a moment with a team and we do a debrief and we huddle. Yeah. We celebrate moments and we shout out people. And it's one of my favorite moments on Sundays with the team. And I really love this moment. And something we say often when we have an amazing, great Sunday is this is the new, like, this is the new floor where we start on next week.
That's good.
That we've built to get here, but now this is the new standard. And in order to go to the next level, we must build upon where we are now. Yeah. Not where we were, but where we are today. And that this can be the new standard. Mm-hmm. And then from that, we can build to the next level. And I truly think that reflects what we're saying here.
Yeah.
Is mastery. It requires us to go through a process. Mm-hmm. And maybe there might be someone listening right now, and they don't really know what that process is. Maybe you could kind of speak to what that looks like of honing in and narrowing in, discovering what that process to refine and improve.
Yeah. And I when I think about those things, when you haven't mastered something yet, surround yourself with people that have mastered it. That you know, you don't want to go to a financial advisor who's not wealthy. You want to go to someone who's succeeded and is able to handle finances and be very good with finances. So if you're not good with finances, surround yourself with people who have mastered that they can pour into you and train you. And that's what we call discipleship, that someone's before you mentoring you and someone you're mentoring under you, that you'll guide people that you've already learned certain things in life that you could share with someone else, but you're constantly growing and learning. And I believe that as we the first process is just recognizing that you're not there yet, that you just identify the areas that you want to grow in, the areas that you want to develop these healthy habits that will help you succeed the momentum God's creating in your life. And so that's the first, identify it, start studying. You know, there's so many options through Google, through YouTube, through other, you know, the library, wherever you got to go to get your information. But just learn about it. Learn everything you can know about it. And then start saying, what is the first step I can take to master this foundation so I can once again make that my foundation to continue the momentum God's doing in my life?
I love that. I think it's really important to take the beginning of mastering something to absorb everything you can. Yeah. And be almost like a sponge where you can absorb all the information needed. When I started making coffee, when I got my espresso machine, I just fell in love with the art of making coffee. Yeah. And I would watch videos of baristas working a shift. And it's just a video of them. Right. And they're just making coffees, showing what they do on a shift. And I even went to the extent to see what it looked like professionally. Right. And because of that, I was able to absorb information that I probably wouldn't have known or seen before. Right. And so I would encourage you too, if like you're trying to master something, there's so many resources and people that have probably already gone a few steps ahead of you. So maybe you might not be in close relationship with them, but there are people that put out that information. Yeah. So go searching. Go searching, be passionate enough to put in the effort and work to grow yourself. I think a lot of times we're willing to invest in so many things, but we overlook investing in ourselves and growing ourselves so we can mature in skills and talent, and we can elevate our thinking and elevate our leadership and elevate our own abilities, so that way we can be the best we can bring and encourage others to come along the journey with us.
Yeah, when I think about momentum, I think about what most people refer to as the snowball effect. And it starts so small. It's just a little bit of snow gathering and begins to roll down the mountain. And times it keeps rolling and rolling. It picks up speed, but it also picks up mass. Mm-hmm. And it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. And so when you start somewhere small and you start developing these habits to master something, it's going to be small. You're not going to have a big impact, but the purpose and the point of you becoming a master at it is so that you can have a greater mass of influence around you. And that's why we're still seeing the movement of God through Jesus some 2,000 years later, because it had this mass snowball effect. It started with them gathering in the homes and breaking bread, devoting themselves daily to the house of worship, to the teachings of the apostles, to just sharing and meeting the need of the moment. And that has turned into a movement of God that hopefully for generations to come until he comes back will just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And we get to be a part of that. When I get excited about those things because he chose it that way so that we could create and we could move with him and be a bigger influence of his love and grace in our community.
I love that. It's beautiful. Another really important thing when it comes to momentum are moments.
Yeah,
that is not just about movement. It's not just about mastery, but right. There's so many moments that combine together to create momentum. And we're using momentum in the aspect of life.
Right.
Maybe you're in the church. Maybe you're running a business. Maybe you're trying to lead your family. We're all maybe trying to seek momentum in different ways. But I truly believe that God can move in your life in any of those aspects, and you can see his momentum in it. And there's so many moments that I believe, I think moments, they have two ways it could go.
Right.
They could either be a catalyst to create momentum, or moments can be something like a pothole in the road that it kind of kills the momentum. It detours. It has an effect on it. I think that sometimes if we aren't careful, sometimes our moments can be like a crater in the path. Sometimes our moment could be a crater in the path, or our moments can be a catalyst to create momentum. So look right now at your everyday life. Look at the minutes. Look at the moments. And take into account and actually analyze, are the moments of my everyday, are they like craters or are they like catalysts? Are they shaping me to be a master? Or am I taking steps of faith to create movement? Or am I simply being a crater in the path of the momentum? Am I the one being in the way? Is the way I'm thinking, is the way that I'm living, are the things I'm doing, are the things that I'm focusing on right now in this moment, are they being a crater in the momentum that is being built?
Yeah, I love that image that yes, sometimes we fail and we keep going. But I think you're talking about something a little unique with that crater effect, that it can make the whole movement derail or go a total different direction. And so as we go through life and we're on this journey, you know, I think about like all the miracles that Jesus did. And not all of them were healing, right? Jesus' first miracle was water to wine. But every miracle that Jesus performed was so that somebody would believe in the love of his Father and the love of God. And when you look at that, you know, you might be, right now, there might be the making of a miracle in your life, you know, or you might be in the middle of a miracle, or you might be in the moment of the exact miracle. And last year we talked about a whole collection of talks on miracles. I was just reminded that really every miracle requires faith. And so as you're going through life with the momentums of God moving and speaking, it's going to require you to live by faith and walk by faith and not by sight. And a lot of times we see people maybe moving faster than we are. And that's where we get into that comparison trap. And we start saying, well, they're moving, but I'm not. Well, maybe you're just in the making of the momentum right now. Or maybe you're caught in the middle. You're in the middle of your marathon. You're in the middle of your fight. You're in the middle of your sickness. And you're just like waiting. And that's probably the hardest part when it comes to like a miracle or the motion or the momentum, because you want to move, but God says, wait. And or he says, go, and you wanted him to come. You know, I was reminded in scripture in John chapter 4 of a royal official who came to Jesus and wanted his son to be healed. And he said, Jesus, come with me. And it was about a 21-mile journey, more or less. And Jesus didn't come. He said, go back home. Your son's healed. And that was the middle of him turning away from what he thought was the answer, Jesus's actual presence. But he took him at his word and began walking some 20-some miles back. And I can just imagine what was playing in his head. It's like, is this really real? Is this really happening? Is this really, am I going to get there and just find my son in dead or in the same condition? Or is he actually going to be healed? And then he starts thinking what's possible, and he starts walking faster and faster. And as he gets close, one of his servants runs to him and says, my master, your son has been healed. And he said, remind me about what time he was healed. And he said the time, and he remembered that was the exact same time Jesus said, your son was healed. And their whole household believed. And so when I think about momentum, I think about our role as believers, that we are called to go and make disciples mm-hmm. and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But that word, key word there is go. It's action. It's movement. And so whether you're in the making of a miracle, or you're in the middle of a miracle, or you're in that moment, like when Lazarus was called out of the tomb, like, come out. That was a moment that everybody got to saw. It was like he was dead 4 days. It was impossible for a doctor or human or medicine or any other normal solution to happen, but it was a divine encounter of God's movement that created that miracle. And when he said, come out, he came out and he lived. And so I believe a lot of us are in that situation right now, that we're trying to understand momentum. I believe it's seasons that we have to learn to operate in, how to turn and twist, and how to when to plant, when to water. But ultimately, God grows it. And when we think about miracles, it's things out of our control. They're supernatural acts of God that come into our life. And I believe that's every day. Every day you wake up and you're breathing, it's a supernatural act of God to say, I've called you, you're chosen, you go, let's go together. He's not even asking you to just go by yourself. He's saying, let's roll together, let's create a space and develop a place in our community where people can believe in Jesus and what he did for them on the cross.
It's amazing. Earlier you were talking about, you know, the early church and how they met the need and committed to worshiping together. And we were discussing that story of when the church was born,
right?
When Acts chapter 2, it says in verse 41, that day about 3,000 took him at his word, were baptized, and were signed up. They committed themselves to teaching of the apostles, the life together, the common meal, and the prayers. Everyone around was in awe, all those wonders and signs done through the apostles, and all the believers lived in a wonderful harmony, holding everything in common. They sold whatever they owned and pooled their resources so that each person's need was met. They followed a daily discipline of worship in the temple, followed by meals at home, every meal a celebration, exuberant and joyful as they praise God. People in general liked what they saw. Every day, their number grew as God added to those who were saved. Wow. And I think this is such a beautiful picture and story that shows what momentum truly looks like.
That's good.
That this move of God really changed the trajectory of each and every person's life. And I love those three things, and we can kind of talk about these three areas. The first one is to live in harmony.
Wow.
What does it look like to live in harmony? And I think the first thing is just to be a part of a community.
Yeah. Go to church.
Go to church. They committed to worshiping together. They committed to the breaking of bread together. They would have meals in their homes.
Right.
They would find opportunities to be together.
Yeah.
One of our favorite things we do is, as a church, is we love these hangs that we do.
Yeah.
That there's no agenda, there's no focus other than to live life together. Yeah.
eat and break bread together.
At the end of this month, April 27th, we're doing a Flaggett social. We're going to have a picnic in the park.
Yeah.
What is the point of that? So we can live life together, yeah, to create relationship and community, to live in harmony,
yeah,
with each other.
Yeah, the word harmony is just being united, moving in the same direction, being in tune or being on the same page with the same goals. They did go to church, but they also met at home. I think there's a sacred time and a time where you just go to God's house and his presence and you worship and you pray and you learn about his word. But then there's those times around the table that people really open up and have heart-to-heart and conversations. And that's when you really find out the need. And when you know a need and you can meet it, do it. You know, and that's what I love about our community here is that we don't just say we love you, or we don't just say, oh, I hear you're hurting. How can we be part of bringing health or healing or solutions? And sometimes it's just a prayer. Sometimes it's a hug. Sometimes it's food. Sometimes it's funds to help them in their situation. But whatever that need is, when the body gathers in harmony and unity, it can be accomplished in such a rapid manner.
So good. Live in harmony, meet the need,
yeah,
and follow a daily discipline.
Yeah, daily.
I think these are the three aspects of what the scripture shows us,
yeah,
that this is true momentum, that each and every day more were added,
yeah,
to their numbers.
Day.
They grew, more and more people came. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they lived in harmony. They, yeah, met each other's needs,
yeah,
and they had a daily discipline.
Yeah.
And this is kind of what we've been talking about this whole time, this movement, this,
yeah,
mastery, these moments.
Yeah.
When they're all put together, moment by moment, miracle after miracle, it creates this momentum,
yeah,
this shift. And when we take a step of faith, we can truly see on the other side of it that there is an impact. That the snowball effect, that we might not know why right now, this one little step, why we're taking it.
Right.
But when you compound it all together, we'll truly see the impact that it has.
Yeah. And what I love about it too, that you'll just come in contact with people that don't know about what's their life purpose is yet, or they don't even know about God. And when you're rolling and moving with God and you're moving in your community, they become part of your sphere of influence, and you get to guide them and love on them and meet them where they're at. I don't expect them to be where I'm at, because I've already been in motion, you know. But at the same time, I can invite them in to come and be part of it and walk alongside them in their moments, where they can find out who God is and what life's about. And really, we're not promised tomorrow. You know, every day is a blessing of God. Life is so short. So don't quench the moment. Don't stop the momentum. Don't be a derailer, a pothole type person that derails what God wants to do, not only in your life, because there's so many people waiting for you just to go in motion with God. Daily surrender. It says deny yourself daily and pick up your cross and follow him. It's a daily habit, a daily choice, because so many people are waiting to hear about God and his love, and we just got to get moving.
So good. Every moment matters.
Yeah.
And one moment can change everything.
For sure.
One moment can change everything.
Yeah.
So it's your choice right now. What's the step you're going to take?
Yeah.
You know, what's the step of faith that you're feeling called to take in this season? I truly believe that if you're willing to follow Jesus, on the other side of your obedience, you will see a great impact.
Yes.
That you will see after the momentum maybe slows down a little bit and you look back and see how far you've traveled, you'll see the impact that you had,
yeah,
the legacy you're able to leave. And I believe that today, we as people, we have a choice to make.
Yeah.
Are we going to be masters of the things that we have been placed in our hands? Are we going to search for areas to grow in and,
right,
take our habits to truly grow into the people God created us, mm-hmm, to be? Are we going to take our moments,
yeah,
and are we going to let them be catalysts
for miracles,
to yeah, create momentum? A miracle after miracle, moment after moment, story after story. And I truly believe that we'll see God do some incredible things when we're willing to continue the momentum of what he's begun in our lives. You're listening to the Flaggett's Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. continue to live by faith, be known by love, and be a beacon of hope. We'll see you next time.